Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We bring in on the hotline Matt Clement, former big league pitcher. He loves to join on Wednesdays at about this time, sponsored by Dell Technologies. Matt, good morning to you. How's everything?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are great. Good. We're great. Shake up in baseball, and there's lots to get into, many different things to talk about. But what do you make of this? Is something that I think, just as crazy as the ruling is or as the memo was, were Tyler Glasnow's words yesterday. You don't hear that from a Major League Baseball player. No matter your opinion on it, it seems just really atypical of a player to say something like that. What are your thoughts on all things that Glasnow said?
Yeah, it kind of came out of the blue and unexpected, but I guess in the grand scheme of things, not surprising either. And to have the points he made in there of having to change how you pitch and what you do beforehand out of the blue, mid-season after you're in a routine, and not a routine of how I'm pitching good, but a routine of how my muscles are working in my arm when I throw the ball. And I think there's a lot to unpack here with this story. And I think the first and foremost thing is, like, this isn't something that's new. The substance, the sticky substance is on the ball, but I think what's new is to the degree it's happening. And that's why, and all of a sudden the hitting's down, and MLB wants to know why, and fans want to know why, and everything else. And I think it was all, like, we talked last week, and I've heard it multiple times since Glasnow spoke. Like, it was accepted to a degree because the hitters, I've heard hitters come out since this has happened, like this last week, and say, I don't want one in the ribs. If a sticky substance helps them control the ball more, I don't get one in the ribs or off my head, or have what happened to Kevin Pillar and hit one in the face or whatever the case may be, then I'm willing to deal with it. But the flip side is, like in anything, like, you become addicted and you want more. And I think if I look at this as maybe the person to blame here is the data age. And, in the past, it was a thing where it gave the pitcher a little bit more confidence, but really didn't feel like the pitcher was getting a huge advantage from it. When you see the data and you can go in a lab all winter and see that if I have this much spin, this happens to the ball, and it's literally impossible to hit the ball in that situation. And how am I going to get that? By getting more stick on my hands? And what do I need? Something better than, like, Glasnow. I believe him, sunscreen and rosin. And but somebody else said, well, sunscreen and rosin gets a miss. If I go to something else, I can get this, and that's what's kind of happened. It's blown out of control because nothing happened earlier.
Well, yeah, should people be upset then with the guys who were told, and all of Major League Baseball was told before the season, Matt, hey, we're going to step up monitoring and enforcement of foreign substances on baseballs. And at that point, the talk wasn't about sunscreen and rosin or even a little bit of pine tar. The talk was about guys going over the top with spider tack, and they pull items for the first month of the season and continue to test and see that, nope, guys are still using these extreme measures to get grip on the ball. Does the blame fall on those guys who refuse to give up, like you talked about, the escalating measures to get further grip on the ball?
Yes, and I don't recall, and maybe you can help me with this. Was that announcement made like in December, or was that announcement made like in spring training about the substances?
It was during spring training, I believe.
And again, during spring training, it's almost too late to make that announcement. It's got to be something that's been told when because this is how, you know, this is what you're doing when you're training. You're doing what's been allowed, not been enforced. I've been thinking all morning, like, how could this be similar? And like, okay, if they banned pine tar for the batter right now, could there be more injuries with that bat? I mean, look at Justin Turner when he hits, and he has like half his bat has pine tar on it when he swings, because he swings through and hits his bat. You know, there's a reason he has that. You know, maybe some of it's superstition, but a lot of it's probably to have that amount and have it on your back. But it's to feel that grip and feel that confidence. And if he didn't have that, would that cause muscle injury? I'd have to guess it probably would. And all hitter, there's a feeling of, you know, comfort with that pine tar in their hand. So I think what happened with Glasnow was the unexpected part of this. This is all about the results of the game. Now all of a sudden, you have something real and a great story too. Like, I mean, there's not a lot of people around baseball right now that aren't happy for Tyler Glasnow. You know, he's on a team that's, you know, a lower market team that's doing well. He's a guy that looked like he had, when he was in Pittsburgh here, like his career was done. And he was never going to figure it out. He was going to be a journeyman reliever who walked as many guys as he pitched innings. And now he's a Cy Young contender. And it became real, real yesterday when all that happened. And I think that was probably really unexpected by the MLB when this crackdown happened. But I feel, you know, I didn't think of it from the perspective he dropped. But it makes a lot of sense right now. It's hard to do that. It's hard to just say, "Hey, we're gonna start enforcing something that really wasn't ever enforced in the history of baseball."
Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show, Matt Clement joining us here. Okay, you don't have to give names, but I will ask you point blank about you. What did you use, and what did you see other people using?
You know, the sunscreen and rosin. I read yesterday like the shaving cream. I was able to get a good grip by going to my mouth and then going to the rosin bag. You know, kind of going to my mouth, get a little bit of moisture, going to the rosin bag. It gave me enough of a feeling of grip that again, I think I said this before, like I left the mound often. I was one of those guys that everybody said you take too long in between pitches, but I did that if I felt like I didn't have the grip or I got a new ball or whatever the case may be, constantly trying to rub up the ball. But I mean, I paid attention to myself mostly when things were going on. But you could see people's hats. You know, there were little brown marks on them that was pine tar or whatever the case may be. But it wasn't egregious. It wasn't getting applied to the ball. It didn't. You know, I've seen these videos of people holding the ball in their hand, like on their palm, face down, and the ball not leaving their hand. It wasn't. There wasn't anything like that. And again, I think that's why you never heard complaints from hitters, because you really weren't gaining an advantage. And if you were, we didn't know about it because the technology wasn't like that. Now the technology shows that you're gaining advantage from it, and that's where the complaining comes from. And because it's making it literally impossible to hit at times with what some of these guys can do with the ball.
Former Major Leaguer Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Explain then to the average person, Matt, who's never stood on a competitive mound of some sort at high school level or above, what it's like, as Tyler Glasnow tried to describe yesterday afternoon, what it's like going from having some kind of grip on the ball, some kind of tack, to then not having any at all, and what it could do to you as a pitcher.
Well, I mean, I still do it when I'm watching my son pitch, and I see the ball, and I see you run out of the four balls you have for the game or whatever, because nobody went and shagged them after a foul ball, and they pull a brand new bag out of. They bring a ball right out of the bag. You know, they're like opening the bag in the dugout and throwing it out there to him. The ump catches it from the catcher and throws it out. And the next thing you know, my son's pitching it, or one of our players is pitching the game, and I cringe just thinking about it. Like that ball is like so slippery. It's like, you know, I guess the one way you can kind of say what it feels like, it's like a cue ball. Like if you grab a pull ball and you're trying to throw it. You do have the seams there, but it has a really slick feel to it. And, you know, when I was playing, they had I don't understand this part of it yet, because they're saying they don't rub the balls up like they used to. You know, they had a whole bucket of balls for the game that they had a dirt compound that they kind of rubbed up the balls. So they had a, they had a little bit of like a feel of being used to them, which was enough for me. But there's some places we'd go, and I can't remember them now, but there's some places we'd go, it was notorious, where it didn't feel like the ball was rubbed up. And, you know, it could be a situation where you just never feel comfortable the whole game with it. And those are the games I seem to take a lot longer in between pitches and when there's a new ball thrown in or whatever the case may be. But it's not a comfortable feeling. There's not a lot of confidence behind it when that ball is slick. And, I mean, I feel it, and I'm not even the guy pitching when I see somebody take one out of a wrapper in a high school game and throw it out to that pitcher.
Well, last thing for you before we let you go. With all of this, and it seems like there's a lot of negative talk around baseball, people are at odds about everything. How in the world are the owners and the players going to come together with a union agreement being up when no one can agree on anything? How are we headed for anything but disaster right now?
Well, specifically with this issue, I really don't know what the answer is, because now...
Well, I'll tell you what I think the answer is, Matt, and it's a universal substance that Major League Baseball devises with the agreement of players, yeah, or even a guy like Trevor Bauer, that they say, all right, let's get together. You can use this and only this. It's in the clubhouses. It's in the dugout. This is all you can use, and that's it, and it has a Major League logo on it. Let's go.
Yeah, and what a great call. And you know, that's really your only sane option in this whole thing. And within that, I'm sure people will people are always going to do what they can do to get an advantage, especially when the stakes are as high as they are in the major leagues and in a professional league. So, but that's their only hope for it. Who's going to be the one that devises it? Who's going to be the one that approves it? You know, that's a sticky situation. No pun intended. Where there's going to be a lot of people that want a say in it, and the hitters are going to have a say in it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's not. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's not fielders right now that have pine tar on their leg or on their hat or whatever the case may be for when they're in the field making the throw from third base or shortstop. You know, just to have that, just to get that in between innings or whatever the case may be, if it just doesn't, you know, your hand feels slick, whatever the case may be. There's a lot of bodies, a lot of parts that are going to have to approve this. And it'll be interesting in the days ahead to see how it comes, but, you know, the MLB and the union and the owners, it always seems bleak, but it's very rare that they don't get it accomplished.
No.
So I have faith that they'll be playing baseball regardless.
Matt Clement, the best. Matt, thank you so very much. We'll catch up again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Right. Yeah, that's one thing that is, for me, that too many people, I think, forget about is overarching is this union deal that is up.
Yeah.
I mean, there is...
just another thing to fight about.
Yeah, and they do always get it done, but, well, they don't always get it done. That's number one. And it sometimes takes a long time. Just
and
like last year.
There's been so many layers of disagreement added to the negotiations that are going to come up at the end of the season. I could see a delay to the start of next year, unfortunately.
Absolutely. And the other part about it is now very powerful players that are very good ones are some of the loudest voices, which is different. It's not some down-the-line guys that are just talking. It's the guys that are good that are saying things that are, I mean, Garrett Cole is a big union rep. You have Bauer that's a big union guy. I mean, that's different. It's a lot different in this landscape right now.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.